download the free app for Android or iPhone at radioonthego.com. Stay connected all the time to 104.9 KLMJ. Radio on the go.
We've all done it. You drive by the dealership and a certain car catches your eye. Maybe it's the color, maybe it's the sleek style. Whatever the reason, you picture yourself driving it down the road. Hi, this is Jordan Brass at First Bank Hampton. It's time to stop dreaming and take that first step in getting yourself behind the wheel of a new vehicle. At First Bank Hampton, you'll get friendly local service with competitive rates and affordable terms. So go ahead, stop and look at that new or pre-owned car, SUV, or pickup, then let us help you finance your dream vehicle. Member FDIC.
Welcome to the Radio On The Go Newsmaker program brought to you by First Bank Hampton. Newsmaker is a featured interview with people who are making a difference and are making news in our local communities. Each Monday through Friday at this time, you will hear a featured interview from the Radio On The Go News Department featuring local politicians, school officials, faith leaders, volunteers, police chiefs, firefighters, and others from a variety of backgrounds and influences to keep you informed. Here is today's First Bank Hampton Newsmaker interview.
Good afternoon on today's Radio On The Go Newsmaker program. We are joined by the Public Health Coordinator for Greenbelt Home Care based in Eldora. Rocky Wrench joins us. Wanted to bring Rocky on today to talk about the latest with the pandemic and maybe get an idea from her about what's been going on in Hardin County. And Rocky, can you give us the latest, I guess, what you've been seeing in Hardin County as far as the vaccination rates go? What have you guys been seeing?
Yeah, so we haven't really been doing a lot of our mass clinics for the past couple of months, but there is vaccine readily available in Hardin County. People could just walk in anywhere at a pharmacy if they would like to receive their COVID vaccine. There is actually a helpful website. It's vaccinate.iowa.gov, and individuals can go onto that website to find a provider near them that is administering the vaccine, and then just some information about the different COVID-19 vaccines. So it's a pretty good resource if you're wanting more information on the vaccine or wanting to know where exactly you can get it.
What about the numbers that you have for your county? How many people are vaccinated now?
We have about 45% of our total population that is considered fully vaccinated. So we're just a couple percent under the state average of about 47.1. So we're trying to get up there, but yeah, we're still plugging away with vaccines.
Any particular reason why people you think are not getting it?
I think a lot of it just has to do with the emergency use authorization that's still in place with the FDA. I do feel like once it gets fully approved that might help some individuals. And I think people think that it was developed very quickly, but in reality, you know, this has been working upon years of scientific research that the scientists have been working on this vaccine. And, you know, this isn't a new virus. It's just, you know, becoming stronger and easily spread. So I think once it does get that full FDA approval, maybe more people will be apt to get it.
Have you heard much about younger folks having any problems with it in your county, like people like they're under 12?
I have not specifically. As of right now, I don't have access to be able to see, like, the different variants. We have seen more cases in kind of the younger age group, but I'm not sure if that would be specifically with the Delta variant, as they have said that that variant spreads a lot easier, and the experience is more for the younger ones that they're noticing for the Delta variant.
Let's talk again about some symptoms. I don't think we can say it enough, but what would be some of the symptoms if people think they might have it?
Yeah, so typically people with COVID, it's a pretty wide range of symptoms, which even includes simply being asymptomatic or some mild to severe illness. This could include like your fever, chills, cough, shortness of breath, fatigue, muscle or body aches. One of the biggest ones that we've noticed is the new loss of taste or smell. Typically, that's when people were like, okay, I think I have COVID. And then some congestion, nausea, or even diarrhea could happen.
As far as testing goes, are you guys doing much with the testing now these days?
Yeah, so we do offer in-house PCR and rapid testing at our office here in Eldora. And depending on the situation, we might travel as well. And then also Test Iowa launched a new program for individuals to be able to get an at-home test kit either sent directly to their home or to pick one up at our office. And it is a saliva specimen kit that they can then take home and get their specimen and send it back into the state hygienic lab, and then they'll get their results emailed to them within 24 hours of when the sample's been received at the lab. So there is a couple different options for testing still available for individuals that might be experiencing symptoms or if they were just even a close contact.
We were talking before we started the interview. Now, you're not really doing the vaccine clinics like you were before, but you still are going to do a couple coming up.
Correct. Yeah, we are no longer doing our mass clinics as we were doing previously in the year. But as individuals are requesting clinics, whether it be for business or schools, we're more than happy to come on site and do that. We actually have a couple of vaccine clinics coming up at Ellsworth Community College there in Iowa Falls, and we'll be hoping to vaccinate some students and faculty, and whoever wants to come in and get their shot will be there.
The first one is this week.
Yep, it's this Thursday, August 5th, and we'll be there from 2 to 4 p.m., and we're kind of located like right inside the Dale Howard Gym, the entryway there. We'll be in a room there.
From a standpoint from the medical side, like yourself, folks that have been working hard on this, I know it's got to be weighing on you guys, at least some. I mean, what have you been seeing from your coworkers and everything?
Well, I definitely think that there's kind of like some pandemic fatigue that's happening. We're tired and we want to see things get better. You know, we kind of were in a lull there for a while, but now things are starting to increase again, which is making us slightly nervous. You know, schools are about to be back in session and we're getting some more cases in our long-term care facilities. So we're definitely starting to see it ramp up and we're a little nervous for what this fall brings, but we're going to still continue to try to work hard to get that vaccine out there, as we know that that's our number one line of defense, and then just encouraging people to stay home if they're ill.
Again, how important is it to wear a mask?
I would say it would be wise of you to wear a mask. You know, if you're not feeling well, we want you to stay home. But, you know, at this point, IDPH has not really changed their guidance as far as close contact. So my suggestion at this point would just be, if you have been a close contact and you're asymptomatic, just continue to wear your mask through that 14 days, just to be on the safe side, of course.
Rocky, while we've got you here, anything else you want to add, or what do you want to tell folks as we continue on with this?
I think it would just be wonderful if people, you know, keep doing your research on those vaccines, try to figure out which one you think would be the best fit for you. You know, vaccines are nothing new for us, and so I think that we really need to be able to put more of our trust into the scientists and those that are creating the vaccines so that we can be for the greater good here.
Okay, well, our thanks to Rocky Rentz, today's guest on the Radio On The Go Newsmaker program.
Today's Newsmaker interview has been sponsored by First Bank Hampton. You can hear today's interview or past interviews on demand in their entirety by visiting the Newsmaker page at radioonthego.com. The First Bank Hampton Newsmaker program is also a part of our podcast, which can be subscribed to for free in iTunes or Stitcher.
Pack up the car, set the navigation, and get ready to begin your next adventure. Hi, this is Carol Sandersfeld with First Bank Hampton. Whether you're traveling across the state or to a unique destination, it's a great time to hit the road and explore the sights. When you use your First Bank Hampton debit card now through September 30th, you will automatically be entered for a chance to win a $500 Shazam gift card in the See the Sights Rewards debit card promotion. The more you use your First Bank Hampton debit card, the more chances you'll have to win. Don't have a debit card? Stop into First Bank Hampton and apply today. Member FDIC.